Well, thank you, Madam Secretary, and certainly let me, on behalf of NBAA, and I think the entire general aviation community, pledge our efforts to work with you at making Next Generation a reality. Obviously, we've had some disagreements on some of the fundamentals of that, but I think the goal is clear for everybody. We want a system that is expanding in capacity and capable of accommodating flight for everyone. Our next speaker has already been mentioned as an aviator. He's also a great friend of aviation. Governor Sonny Perdue from the state of Georgia is the 81st governor of Georgia. He has previously been an Air Force captain and a lifelong aviator, an avid fan, who I had an opportunity to meet last night and talk at length about airplanes and his love of flight. Most importantly, he has translated that love of aviation into real programs and built a bright future for general aviation here in the state of Georgia. The governor has a program that he calls One Georgia, and that program has a subdivision called Air Georgia. The purpose of Air Georgia is to enhance and expand and extend the general aviation runways throughout the state. The governor's dream is that every Georgian will live no more than 30 minutes away from a 5,000-foot runway. In other words, a runway capable of accommodating the vast majority of general aviation aircraft. It's these kind of programs and this kind of forward thinking that I think has us all excited about what is happening at the states and the potential, and it's one of the reasons that we're so proud to be celebrating our 60th anniversary right here in such a pro-aviation state of Georgia. Please help me welcome the 81st governor of the state of Georgia, Sonny Perdue.
Well, good morning and welcome back, y'all. I'd love to say welcome home, Ed. It's good to have the NBAA here once again. I remember when you were here last, and it's been almost 10 long years. Think about the technological advances that have gone on in aviation since that time. So I've been like a little kid waiting for Christmas to come to the floor and see all the new stuff, and I'm excited about it. I share some numbers with NBAA. You were founded in the beginning of 1947 in New York. I was found at the end of 1946 in Perry, Georgia. So we share those numbers. I'm also celebrating this year, 2007, my 40th anniversary as a licensed pilot. So I'm very happy to be here in many ways, and to have you all back here as well to have this wonderful convention here in our town. I know many of you in aviation, in corporate and personal aviation, whether you're a business owner, whether you are a corporate CEO, or whether you're a flight director, we're always trying to justify our existence. I've got a little story of my own that will help you understand how I value and maybe quantify aviation in my experience. In 2002, I had the good sense to run against an embedded, well-financed incumbent in Georgia, a Democratic incumbent. Georgia had not had a Republican governor since Reconstruction, but people asked me how I decided to do that. I said I got too close and they pushed me in. But nevertheless, I found myself as a candidate for governor at the beginning of 2002. Now, it had been a few years since those early years of my flight experience when I used some of Secretary Peter's longest runway in Georgia, about 100 miles, as I commuted, Pat, between Athens, Georgia, and my home on Highway 96 and pulled into my driveway in a J-5 Cub. Now, I think the statute of limitations has run out on that, Secretary, but that's how I got back and forth to home. But I had become the owner of a Belanca Super Viking, and when I started to run for governor, I knew there was a hunger out there for people to see face-to-face the candidate. My opponent was all over Georgia through a television screen. Now, that takes a lot of money. I didn't have $25 million that he spent in that campaign. I raised a little over $3 million. But I had good friends, and I had a Belanca Super Viking. and had a good friend named Pat Epps who allowed me to rent in a very modest way one of his offices in between his hangars right there on the tarmac of Peachtree DeKalb. So I'd stay on the phone all day long, working the phone, and then leave 5 or 5:30 and could make it to South Georgia for a function there and then come back rested. I really began to feel sorry for some of the other candidates out here who were driving those distances and making them possible. So with the quantification, I figure my opponent spent $25 million on that race in which he was not successful. I spent a little over three, so I calculate the value of that Belanca Super Bike at about $22 million in 2002. So I figure I got a ways to go. Ed, I want to thank you for hosting us today, and of course, it's always a privilege to have our Secretary of Transportation here in town with us and to hear her passion for our connectivity across the United States and in many different forms. I'm pleased to welcome all of you to our beautiful state. Once again, I think a real state of aviation, and I want to thank you for coming and bringing this convention and you all coming to visit. I certainly hope that you all will enjoy many of the things that we have here, including all of the aviation displays that you all have brought. We have many attractions. Georgia, Atlanta has changed a lot in the time since you were here, and I hope you'll take advantage of that. I know that you'll experience some authentic Southern hospitality during your stay. In fact, I've issued an executive order, addressing such. So if you don't do that, let me know. But it's an honor, really, it is truly an honor for us here in Atlanta and Georgia to host one of the top 10 trade shows in the country, the NBAA 2007 Annual Meeting and Convention. And as a pilot, I can tell you, it's doubly pleasurable for me to be here and to see all this neat stuff. I know that your 60th anniversary is important. Just a week or so ago, we had the Air Force in town for the week of celebration of the 60th anniversary of the Air Force, and that was well celebrated. But once again, the celebration here in Georgia, our centennial of flight, 100 years of anniversary of flight in Georgia. To think about that, 1907, a 19-year-old Ben Epps flew that monoplane over that cow pasture in Athens, about 70 miles from here. Bicycle wheels, and a runway was a hill that kind of gave him a rolling start. It helped him reach an altitude of, where he didn't quite need oxygen, 50 feet. That day, that flight might have just covered 100 yards that day. But think about what that 100 yards has meant and been extended to in the 100 years hence. He started a grand tradition of flight in our state and helped to begin the revolution of travel by airplane in this nation. And we've come a long way since that first makeshift monoplane. Today's Georgia's aerospace industry is rated 8th in the nation. We have, these are the numbers that I like as governor, trying to make sure that we have plenty of jobs, 83,000 people working for 500 aerospace and aviation companies, from small businesses to well-known businesses that are demonstrating here, like Cessna and Gulfstream. In fact, both of these companies has recently expanded their operations significantly in our state, and we're very proud of that. We feel like we've been good stewards, and the workforce in both of these areas has encouraged those companies to expand significantly in Columbus with Cessna on a $24 million expansion. And last year, we were delighted, Brian, to have Gulfstream's announcement of an intention to invest $400 million and add 1,100 jobs in Savannah as they expand their manufacturing and service facilities right here in our state. So you can see that we're proud of our aviation industry in Georgia. Again, as was mentioned, we have 207 public-use airports and another 262 privately owned air and heliports, home to the world's busiest airport, Hartsfield-Jackson International, which sees alone 2,400 flights come and go every day. And, of course, we have the honor of hosting the nation's leading organization for the business aviation community. So, Ed, and to you all, I'm proud to be part of today's celebration, and I'm certainly looking forward to meeting many of you over the next few days Let's have fun. What do you say? Thanks.